USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A Chicago jury says actor Jesse Smollett is guilty of 5 of the 6 charges against him for lying to the police. The jury said they believe he paid 2 brothers to stage a racist, homophobic hate crime attack against him. Prosecutor Dan Webb.
Now that they've decided that Smollett should have been convicted, I believe that we in the special prosecutor's office made the right decision to reindict him. We made the right decision to take a trial, and we got a verdict that is obviously a resounding success for us.
Smollett could get 3 years in prison, but some legal experts say he will probably get probation. The FDA and CDC have okayed the Pfizer booster shot for 16 and 17-year-olds.
50 million people now have gotten their booster shots, and we're getting people their booster shots at a record pace.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of inner cellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and disease with no painful exercises and no restrictive fad diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle. And I've never gained the fat or weight back. I look and feel great everywhere I go. People tell me I look 10 years younger. Don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Right now, John and Chelsea are giving my fans a special Christmas gift. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation. Sign up before Christmas and your spouse is free. Go now to energizedhealth.com or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com.
An annual Christmas event that helps children and surviving spouses of fallen military heroes is going to happen once again. USA's Lance Pry reports.
Gary Sinise Foundation Snowball Express serves the children and surviving spouses of fallen military heroes. They are committed to support that holds space to honor their fallen heroes while also helping create new memories as they move forward. Mr. Sinise on Fox News Thursday morning says Snowball Express is going virtual again this year.
We prepared this day-long event with lots of things going on. Big opening that actually was shot at Disney. What's so special about Snowball Express is that you have all these Gold Star families from all over the country, and they come together as one big giant family. They all the kids see that they're not alone in what they're going through.
If you can help, GarySiniseFoundation.org. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
More crime sprees are happening, and as USA's Tim Berg tells us, this one's in Texas.
As crime continues to rise in cities across the country, Austin, Texas recorded its 88th homicide of the year last week. The most in the city since 59 were reported back in 1984. Texas Republican Congressman Lance Gooden claims Austin government officials are the reason police officers are leaving the city.
Unfortunately, the people of Austin that run that city have worked very hard to talk down to the police and push them out of the city.
City residents voted against a referendum last month that would require the city to have 2 police officers for every 1,000 people. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Former Senator Bob Dole was remembered as a war hero and a statesman during a tribute at the U.S. Capitol before lying in state beneath the rotunda.
His life knew more than his fair share of suffering, who turned that suffering into endurance, whose endurance became central to his character, and whose character, whose essential goodness, leaves us with hope.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer honoring Dole's legacy as a veteran and a political force. Bob Dole passed away peacefully in his sleep last Sunday at the age of 98. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.